This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Joining us now from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in the beautiful borough of Brooklyn, New York, is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello, Will. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great.
Yeah, well, you are. You got all the answers. It's the rest of us who have nightmares. You know, there's a story I've been meaning to tell you.
Yeah?
Thinking, dreading that one day I would be in this position having to do the puzzle with you. Last summer, I was getting some eye surgery. And just as the surgeon, you know, with local anesthetic, was about to begin the procedure, which doesn't use knives these days, but lasers, he said to me, "Did you see, Mr. Simon, you were a clue in the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle?" And I said, "Oh, that's wonderful to know, doctor. Just make certain I'm not in the obituaries next week."
Nice. There's a lady who wrote me once. She was going into brain surgery.
Yeah.
And when she came out, the first thing she did was the New York Times crossword. And when she was able to do it, she knew the surgery had been successful.
All right. Well, okay. So speaking of brain surgery, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Rich Silvestri of Valley Stream, New York. Name an item often found on an office desk. It's a hyphenated word. Mm. Add an S to the beginning of each part to get two synonyms. What is the item?
Am I supposed to give the answer?
Well, I'll give the answer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Actually, they prompted me with that. So can I look smart for a moment?
Yes.
In tray, sin tray.
That is right. In tray, and you put the S in front, you get sin and stray, which are two synonyms.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now this week, Will, we only received just over 750 correct entries, and we selected Jeremy Sicking of Cincinnati, Ohio, to play the puzzle on the air with us today. Jeremy, may I call you Jeremy?
Yes.
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
All right.
What do you do there in Cincinnati?
Right now, I'm just got a job grading standardized tests.
Oh, okay. I think we have a ringer here.
Good.
Before we go any further, how do you like your four-way chili?
I like the five-way chili, which includes both the onions and the beans.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a local specialty there in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Gold Star chili, right?
Well,
Or a Skyline. You prefer?
I prefer the Skyline.
I prefer Skyline. Yeah, well, you sound like just the man to play the puzzle today. You ready?
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jeremy and Scott.
Yeah?
Every answer today is the name of a character in Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you anagrams. You name the characters.
Okay.
For example, if I said real, R-E-A-L, you would say Lear. As in
I was just going to say that.
Excellent.
All right, yeah.
Number one is more, M-O-O-R-E. Rearrange the letters of M-O-O-R-E.
Now, can I go ahead?
Let's see.
Where for out there?
Romeo.
Romeo is right. Good job. Number two is pairs, P-A-I-R-S.
Let's spell it again.
Pairs is in pairs competition. P-A-I-R-S.
Paris.
Paris is right. Your next one is Ailer. A-I-L-E-R. And I'll give you a hint here. The answer starts with A.
Okay.
So an anagram of A-I-L-E-R.
Ariel.
Ariel, good. Try this one. Anger. A-N-G-E-R. And if you're familiar with King Lear, you may be familiar with one of his daughters.
Reagan.
Reagan is right.
Jeremy, you come to play, man.
Your next one is Thelma, T-H-E-L-M-A.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, that was fast. Your next one is a scare, A-S-C-A-R-E.
Caesar.
Caesar is right. Tropia, T-R-O-P-I-A.
Oh, yeah.
This one's a female character. Sounds like, Scott, you have this.
Yes. Who's right down there at the bottom of public opinion polls with used car salesmen and journalists?
That would be Lawyer says Porsche.
Porsche, is it? Good. Now they're getting longer. Steeler. S-T-E-A-L-E-R. And I give you a hint. The first letter is L.
Laertes.
Laertes, good. All right, try this one. Proposer, P Proposer. And the first letter is P, as in proposer.
Prospero.
Prospero, good. And here's your last one, ancestral. A-N-C-E-S-T-R-A-L, ancestral. The first letter of the answer is L.
Lancaster.
Lancaster is correct. Nice job.
Jeremy, that was terrific.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Will, I actually liked it.
I'm impressed, yeah.
It was fun. There's one more riddle to figure out before we go, and that is who's going to be this week's prize reader. Judson Laplee, his Evolution of Dance video has been viewed over 114 million times on YouTube, making it one of the highest-watched videos on the web. He dances to a montage of music, and here he is to tell you what you'll get for playing the puzzle, Jeremy.
All right. You ain't nothing
but a for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. But wait, that's not all. Also, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. And yet, there's still more! You will get the Puzzle Masters Presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. But wait! We're not finished yet! You will finally also receive one of Will Short's Puzzle Masters decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. A true prize package worthy of playing our puzzle today.
Yeah, I kept expecting him to add the Showtime rotisserie. You know, just set it and forget it, but I guess it wasn't there. Music, of course, by Elvis and Michael Jackson. And by the way, if you want to see Judson's moves, you can go to Weekend Edition's YouTube channel. The address is youtube.com/Weekend Edition. Jeremy, what's your local station there?
My local station, my dad and I are members of WBXU in Cincinnati.
They're good friends of ours. A great station there in that market.
Mm-hmm.
Very glad you could join us, Jeremy Sicking of Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from our old pal Merle Regal, the crossword constructor, who is a judge here this weekend at the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. And interestingly, he gave me this puzzle a year ago, and I told him just a little while ago that I would be using it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't solve it himself. His wife had to figure it out for him. So anyway, take the phrase...
That's true of all the great puzzles in life, in my experience, Will, yes?
Take the phrase Atlas of the World.
Yeah.
Change the E to an R, and rearrange all the letters to name two cities that are closely related. What are they? So again, the phrase Atlas of the World, change the E to an R, rearrange all the letters to name two cities that are closely related. What cities are they?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please, and employees of National Public Radio and their families. You must say that, right? Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We will call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's own puzzle master, Will Shorts. Will, nice working with you.
Thanks a lot, Scott. It was fun.
And by the way, I've just been handed a note that I incorrectly pronounced the name of our puzzle prize winner. His name is Judson Lipley. My apologies.